Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark. Even though
welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you go to my website that where I talk about the book. And other people talk about my new book, The Age of the Customer. Go to ageofthecustomer.com. You can find out more about it. You can watch videos and read about it and find out how you can buy it as well. ageofthecustomer.com. And my website, my other website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find out all the things that we do here, including how to find out more about our good friend Rick Newman, who's here, and he's columnist for Yahoo Finance. That's finance.yahoo.com, right, Rick?
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Finance.yahoo. And his book is called Rebounders. I hope you check that out, too. It's all about you, my friends. He's written a book about you, how winners pivot from setback to success. You'll learn a lot about yourself in this book. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. So one of the things you've been reporting on recently is that Walmart is going upscale a little bit. What's going on with that?
Well, I'm not sure it's going upscale. I think what's happening is the middle class is going downscale.
Course, the customers are going downscale.
Yeah, and what I wrote about is that many members of the middle class can't afford to shop at Walmart anymore. And the reason I got interested in this is, you know, we've got numbers that are telling us two different things. So economy-wide, consumer spending has been pretty strong, and retail sales have been pretty good. But big mass market chains in the middle, the big stores like Walmart, Best Buy, JCPenney, and a bunch of others, even The Gap, have been reporting very weak results. And the CEO of Walmart even said, we're hurting because there were food stamp cutbacks in 2013.
Right.
There was that payroll tax increase when the temporary tax cut expired at the beginning of 2013. And now we've got a cutback in federal jobless aid for long-term unemployed people. And Walmart is really struggling with all these problems. And what's happening is I think part of the sort of lower part of the middle class is not shopping at Walmart anymore. They're going to dollar stores.
Well, because their dollars
are even cheaper than Walmart.
So you're saying Walmart was betting quite a bit of their growth and their sustainable growth on people who were getting some kind of benefit from the government that kind of went away.
I think it's two things. I think it is the benefits from the government, but when we hear about the long lag in jobs coming back, these are the people who that affects. I mean, and when you hear about the decline of the middle class, these are the people it affects. It's people who perhaps were getting more government benefits for a while, which it's what the way the government usually works. You know, during a recession, subsidies usually increase, and then we pull them back. What's happening this time is the subsidies are being pulled back before the economy has recovered. And those subsidies were in place for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's remember, the recession officially ended in 2009, and many of these subsidies have been in place since then. And these, you know, we still don't have all the jobs back. We're not even close to that, actually.
Well, I'll tell you something else, Rick. The quality of life for those people who are going from Walmart to dollar stores, nothing against dollar stores. But, I've been in Walmart, I've been in dollar stores, and the selection isn't there. The dollar stores don't have groceries. So that means that if they're having to go to Walmart to get groceries, then they got to go to the dollar store to get the other stuff. That's another stop that they have to make.
It's almost, it's subsistence living, Jim. And one of the most striking things, a poll came out a couple of weeks ago. In 2008, 53% of Americans defined themselves as middle class. That has fallen to only about 40% now.
Wow.
Only about 40% of Americans consider themselves to be middle class, and the percentage saying that they consider themselves to be lower class.
If you were to lay your finger on one thing that had created this, what would you call it?
I'd call it lack of opportunity.
Yeah. And where is the lack of opportunity, why do we have a lack of opportunity in America?
I don't think it's an easy answer, but
yeah.
I But I think one is an entitlement mentality, and two is this is what happens when you have a slow-growing economy.
Have policies coming out of Washington helped or hurt this lack of opportunity?
They probably have hurt, but honestly, Jim, I think we make too much of that. I think we need to look around and say, I got to stop caring what comes out of Washington, and I got to make this happen on my own. And I think we've gotten into a situation where a lot of people don't have the ability or the vision or the ambition to do that.
Yeah. Well said. Hey, Rick, give us a website again, please.
Mine is rickjnewman.com, and I write for Yahoo Finance, and that is finance.yahoo.com.
Good job today, Rick. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Come back soon. Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.